Hello and welcome to our service this morning. Today's service is going to take a slightly different format as we look back on a turbulent and difficult year and as we see a disrupted Christmas and wonder what 2021 will hold for us. Today's service will be an opportunity just to pause, to reflect, to listen to what God is saying to us through His Word and through song. And at the conclusion, we will have a short meditation brought to us by David. Let us commence our service now by bringing it to God in prayer. Our God and Heavenly Father, for us 2020 has been a turbulent and difficult year. And as we look to 2021, we face uncertain times. But we are reminded in your word that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. We know that the past year has not been a surprise to you, and the coming year is totally known to you. We are thankful that we can place into your hands all that we are, all that we do, every situation which will confront us, and everyone we care for. In these times we are grateful for your promise in Isaiah, "I am with you. There's no need to fear, for I am your God. I give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady, keep a firm grip on you." And so we want to thank you for the opportunity now to stop, pause, reflect, and as we do so, to rest in you. Speak to us through your word and song, and may the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Psalm 95, verses 1 to 7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care.
And I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah.
I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
Oh,
Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established, it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness.
Age to age he stands. Sing with me how great is our God. All will see how great is our God.
Psalm 5. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly.
Psalm 139, verses 1 to 18 and 23 to 24. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Fire fan into flame.
Philippians 2. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being in one spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Oh.
worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
I will dwell within the shelter of the God who reigns above. I will rest beneath the shadow.
Shielded by His faithfulness. Good morning and happy Christmas to you. I tend to think that this Sunday is the in-between Sunday, in between Christmas and New Year. And rather than preach a sermon this morning, I've been asked to make some reflections. As you've celebrated Christmas, has it been a time of giving and receiving presents? Roger Croswell tells a story of two boys. One of the boys, when asked if he'd received everything he'd hoped for at Christmas, he answered no. And then he added, well, I suppose it's not my birthday, is it? Well, yes, it's the birthday of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lion of Judah, the Lamb that was slain, just some of the titles given to our Lord Jesus Christ. The other boy, an African boy, gave his teacher a shell, a rather beautiful shell, and the teacher was quite in awe of this particular gift and asked him where he'd got it from. And he told her of the beach that he'd visited where he found the shell. And she was quite taken back because this beach was many miles away. So she said, well, how did you get there? And he said, I walked. And my walk was part of my gift to you. The wise men had to travel quite some way to see Jesus, to offer their gifts. And we've got to remember also that those gifts were costly. There is a cost involved in Christmas. As we reflect upon the Christmas story, we see the costs that are involved. The cost to our Father God in sending his Son into this world. The costs that Jesus had to face during his life, and particularly in giving his life, that we might know what it means to have eternal life. At this Christmas time, have you had many memories? It's often a time when we think about those that are no longer with us. It's a time, sometimes in my case, of thinking back to when my family were a lot younger and the children were in awe and wonder at Christmas. And it's wonderful at Christmas to see the reactions of children at this time. I tend to think at Christmas about Bethlehem. It's because in 2019, we visited Bethlehem, and it was a special place to be, to see where Jesus had been born, to look out over the hills surrounding Bethlehem and see where the shepherds would have been located on that Christmas morn to come into the area. But the word Bethlehem is split into two words. It means, first of all, Beth, which means house, and Lehem, which means of bread. Bethlehem was a place, a town, a city of bread. And we remember in the book of Ruth that Bethlehem was mentioned 6 times in that book, and it was associated with the growing of grain, the making of bread. So here we have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords being born in the house of bread. Quite prophetic, because later in his life he was to speak clearly that he was indeed the bread of life. I remember one of the things that struck me when I was in Bethlehem was how close it was to Jerusalem. I never thought the two places were so close together. And this reminds me that Jesus came to Bethlehem, was born in Bethlehem, but not far away was the place of his death. He came to die, to give his life as a ransom for many. And we appreciate the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ has come with that purpose in mind. As you have celebrated Christmas, has it been a time of family tradition? Lots of us have family traditions that we like to remember with amusement, perhaps. There was a newly married couple who were celebrating their first Christmas together, and the husband noticed that as the wife was preparing the Christmas meal, she cut the end of the ham off. So he inquired, "Why are you doing that?" She replied, "Well, my mum always did it, so I've done it." So they began to ask some questions as to why that was the case, and they discovered that way back, their great-grandmother had cut the end of the ham off in order to get it into the pan in the oven. They'd never questioned why they had this family tradition. And sometimes we need to ask ourselves why we do certain things. Not all traditions are bad. And as we look forward to the new year, we might ask ourselves why we do certain things. In his day, Jesus pointed out to the religious leaders that they allowed some of their traditions to take precedence over God's commands. We read in Mark's Gospel in chapter 7, Jesus saying to them, "You skillfully sidestep God's law in order to hold to your own traditions." And then verse 13, "And so you cancel the word of God in order to hand down your own traditions." When traditions come in the way of the word of God, they need to go. They need not to supersede the word of God. We've always done it this way, is often what we hear. And it's a dangerous precedent to make. So maybe in 2020, you may ask yourself why. Now is the time to say goodbye to Christmas, to put away the Christmas tree, to throw away the leftovers, to put away the decorations. And if you've been fortunate to have someone as guests or family with you, to say goodbye to them and help them through the front door. To get on with our routine, back to doing things the way we did before Christmas. But here's the great thing. The truth of the gospel is that we never say goodbye to Jesus. He's always with us. We are never separated from him. Romans 8 reminds us that nothing can separate us from the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I've got to say, is that a reality for you this morning? Have you met with Jesus at this Christmas time? And are you aware of his ongoing presence? May the Lord bless you in 2021. Let's close our time together in prayer. May the grace of Christ bring you hope and joy, and may the peace of Christ be yours. May Jesus, the Lord, the miracle of God, fill your heart with Christmas love. And the blessing of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and in the new year. Amen.